Agnew in Washington. As midterm elections approach, GOP strategist Aaron McGuire advises Republican candidates to remain laser-focused on pocketbook issues that matter to Americans.
Republicans need to be ramping up right now. It's tax season, friends, and what do you know? You will see a bigger tax refund. You will pay less in taxes this year because of the work Republicans have done. Energy costs are down. Groceries are down. Everyday home goods are down. These are things people need to be talking about continuously every day.
McGuire, interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Economist Steve Moore says he has a message for those who claim that Wall Street and everyday Americans are now at odds.
Almost half of Americans own stock, either through 401k plans or IRAs or just individually buying and selling stock. So it's good for all Americans. And really the shame is that I was an advocate 25 years ago for letting Americans put their money, their Social Security money, into a personal account that would accumulate interest over time.
The Trump administration is easing limits on coal plants for emitting mercury and other toxins.
It's the Trump administration's latest effort to boost the fossil fuel industry by paring back clean air and water rules. Toxic emissions from coal and oil-fired plants can harm the brain development of young children and contribute to heart attacks and other problems in adults. The plants are also a major source of greenhouse gas emissions that drive climate change.
That is correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. Congressman Chip Roy cautions a global effort to promote Islam is gaining traction right here in the U.S.
You've got a political, ideological movement that is very clearly a part of the Islamist network, right? The Muslim Brotherhood. A lot of people that are trying to push that, not just as a religious doctrine or faith, but as a political movement and ideology. We're seeing it unfold in Europe, and it's happening here in the United States.
Chip Roy is a Texas Republican. This is SRN News. It appears Canada may be expanding assisted suicide again.
The Quebec College of Physicians has released a statement saying that, quote, medical assistance in dying may be an appropriate treatment for infants suffering from extreme pain. The Canadian government has already expanded the assisted suicide option from just those who are terminally ill to those who are chronically ill, and in 2027 it will add those who are mentally ill. Pro-life advocates have warned that once legalized, the procedure always expands. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious people have waited on sex change operations for kids. The poll comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that white evangelical Protestants are the group most likely to support state laws barring children from undergoing such procedures in order to live as the opposite sex. A total of 67%. The numbers drop from there. Only 51% of white mainline Protestants favor such bans. This is SRN News. A ransomware attack forces a hospital system to close.
The University of Mississippi Medical Center has closed its nearly three dozen clinics in the state and canceled elective procedures for a second day following a ransomware attack. University officials are trying to determine the extent of the attack and restore network systems they took down as a precaution. They say the shutdown could last for days. Vice Chancellor Lou Ann Woodward says the attackers have communicated with the university, but she's not elaborating. The university is working with the FBI. I'm Mike Hempen.
And despite all the question marks surrounding yesterday's Supreme Court ruling regarding President Trump's tariffs, namely striking them down, the markets remained fairly calm and steady throughout the day. In fact, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up by more than 200 points at the closing bell, as was the high-tech NASDAQ. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.